Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Friends and fans around the world.
This is your worldwide broadcast home of the Seattle Kraken.
We are proud to give you the Seattle Kraken.
Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle. An iHeart Radio station.
They shoot that door!
It's an 80s throwback Thursday. Today we celebrate one of the finest hip-hop bands in the 80s. That, of course, would be Public Enemy. We find ourselves in the final hour in the 40-13 flag-planting, ass-kicking studio here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Big thanks to Dave Mahler after losing the Apple Cup bet of $500 to the Ronald McDonald House. We have raised now $31,150. Headlines brought to you by Buddy's Goodies and Glass, Jim.
Always 420 at Buddy's.
Always 420 there.
I'm a good listener.
At Buddy's. For some reason, Jim and I are rewatching the Husky and Arizona State game last night. That is on the Pac-12 Network Encore. And it's still 12-10 with like 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Exciting basketball. 3 minutes to go.
There's a Sun Devil at the free throw line getting ready to miss.
He's going to miss both of them. He misses both of them. Washington's game tonight against Arizona postponed. Huskies got COVID issues. They'll reschedule the game. That means Thursday night football, Saints and Cowboys, 5 o'clock right here on KJR. Taysom Hill will make the start. Jake Haner expected to transfer back to UW. NCAA, those got to reportedly approve his transfer. Anthony Edwards from the UW Daily Sports newspaper, or UW Daily, I should say, which is the student newspaper there, who broke the story. He's going to join us coming up at 12:30. Anthony Edwards. Follow him on Twitter, @EdwardsAnthonyB. And what else? Oh, Jake Dickert, press conference today. Formally be introduced as Washington State's new head coach coming up at 4 o'clock. Joining us on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline all the way from New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, he was at Monday Night Football. Saw a picture of him and Furness together. He's wearing that same newsy hat, you know, like he's delivering newspapers. Get breaking news! Get your newspaper! Here you go! It's Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, all brought to you by Salmon Service Center, salmonservice.com. Hello, Mike!
I like that, Furness. I know he's got Ian on Fridays. You think he's got an opening on Thursdays? I could slide into there? What do you think?
I don't like what you're suggesting. I don't like what you're trying to say. We take great offense to that there, Mike. You're ours. He gets Rappaport.
Well, listen, I'll put it to you this way. I can pick him out of a lineup now.
Well, that's...
Having actually met him.
Hey, we're coming there. We're coming there in a week. You just got to...
You got to
let us know if you've got... We'll coordinate this off the air. I mean, I don't know where we're staying. Have we got our hotel thing yet? I don't even know where we're going.
I'm not sure.
Is there a way of asking me if I've got an extra bed?
Yeah, sure. No, we're either in New Jersey or Manhattan. I don't know. We're there for the Army-Navy game. But, Will, what's your schedule like on Friday night? Do you have to get up early for Saturday?
No. I mean, I get up early because the kids wake up at 6:15, but I don't have to get up early outside of that. No, I mean, the show's on at 9, so no. Okay. We can make it happen. If you want to come to dinner in Hoboken, we can definitely make that happen. There's plenty of places here.
What's the most expensive steak place there?
Dino and Harry's. I went there last night.
All right. That's our spot. Okay. That's what we'll need. All right. We'll figure it all out. We'll finally meet face to face and all that. That's the funny thing about doing this. Like we do these weeklies sometimes with people, and we've never I think we met a long, long time ago, probably at a training camp. But that's probably it. You know, I mean, I maybe when you were out there with Fox Sports way back in the day, when you guys met Curtis, yeah.
Yeah, well, Curtis and I go way back.
Yeah.
And then Softy, I know Softy. He's a He's a fun guy.
Well, that's one way to describe him. Fun. There'll be other ways to describe him as well. Hey, you have the story. I mean, nothing screams championship like signing a 36-year-old washed-up running back than Adrian Peterson, huh?
I don't know what's going on, dude. I really don't. I really shouldn't start my interview by saying, like, I just don't have answers for you. I don't have any answers you're going to like, you know? It's like, hey, tune in for the next 15 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's just not. Who is this team?
Yeah.
Who is this quarterback? What is going on? Why are they signing Adrian Peterson? I mean, I get it. They're banged up. They want some production. They want to do something here to light the fire. But it's not like he went to Tennessee and ran for 4 yards a carry. I mean, you know, he was running behind the same line pretty much as Derrick Henry. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, hope, you know, listen, God willing, he goes in there. He goes up. He passes Barry Sanders. That'll be a cool thing perhaps down the stretch. And the Seahawks win some games. And you've got a reason as a fan base to feel good about, you know, what's happening going forward. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're saying you don't have the answers. I don't even think Pete Carroll does. But what are you seeing from the Seahawks offense? I mean, is there anything that you see that you go, hey, you know, Shane Waldron needs to do this or Pete Carroll needs to do that? What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I just based off of last night's game, I didn't see the kind of movement, the kind of side-to-side stuff that Sean McVay and that offense, when they're humming, at least, forces you to contend with. But you know, you need to be able to run the ball to run the boots and all kinds of stuff off of that. And they can't run the ball well, and the offensive line is not performing well, and the quarterback's under pressure, and even when he's not, he's throwing 15 feet over. I mean, some of those throws the other night, and I know Pete shut it down yesterday when he was asked about the thought of resting Russ and saying, no, he doesn't need to be fine, we're not going there, which I think is more or less we don't want to touch on his health anymore. I mean, they've been treading extremely lightly on that. But I mean, he was 10 feet over guys' heads the other night. It's just like, if you're a little high and outside, I get it. But like, man, it was just, I don't know. The knee jerk reaction is to blame the offensive coordinator. The other part of it is, I don't know what he's working with right now. I really don't.
You know, it's weird on some of those passes because it's been that pass since he's come back, that little, like, I don't know what you call it, out in the flat to Everett, that's the one that's been sailing on him in every game. It's weird because, I don't know, the finger looked good on that pass to Tyler Lockett. Finger looked good, especially on that touchdown pass to Gerald Everett. It's weird because I think I kind of agree with him. I don't know how much the finger is an issue. I just think he is. Something is with him, and his confidence is shot, and he is just not performing well. And then they, you know, we called this earlier about this Adrian Peterson thing. I just think it's embarrassing. I think organizations who don't know who they are, they sign guys like this. This is just, I'm old enough to remember, and so is Jim, that when the Seahawks, yeah, Mike, you're probably like eight. You're younger than that. When the Seahawks signed Franco Harris. Like back in the, I'm like, why? What are we doing here? Like, what he's done? I mean, well, Adrian Peterson has done. I mean, there are running backs on this team. I know they're young, but you drafted them. Like, let them go. I mean, they're not winning out. They're not making the playoffs. Bringing Adrian Peterson in to do what is, I don't know. It's just like a PR stunt to me. It feels like.
That's the thing. If you did it early in the season, or before the season, you'd say, well, that's weird. I don't know. You know. Or if you did it where the Titans did it, which is we just lost our all-world running back. We need something here. We got to try something. But to do it a day after or 2 days, whatever it was, after you've basically been eliminated from the playoffs, because you're right. I mean, it's pretty much come down to they've got to run the table. They had a bunch of games that were winnable on paper that they had to pretty much sweep. And one of them was Monday night, and they weren't able to pull it off. And now it's just, yeah, for him to come in. I mean, my hunch is that, you know, it's Pete. I mean, it's Pete. You know, I think he's probably the driving force on this one. Just kind of saying, well, if I get this guy in here, he could spark something. I could show you, like, we're not that far away. It's just been a run of fluky stuff and the injury to the quarterback. You know, we're still capable of doing what we need to do here. That's my hunch for why they made the move. I just don't know where really what it's going to change, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, there's going to be all kinds of speculation in the offseason about Russell Wilson if he were to be traded. And the big worry, I mean, the playoffs thing, I mean, forget about that. But you want Russell Wilson to play better so you can increase his trade value. I'm just wondering, Mike, the way he's playing right now, what could they realistically get for him in return?
I don't know. I mean, there's still going to be value for the guy, I think. And I would imagine at some point he's going to play better here and show you the signs of being the old Russ that he was. And listen, I mean, it's in his best interest too, right? If he wants to, move on here, he's got to increase his value and make teams that he wants to go to want him. I think you still get, are you getting a Deshaun Watson package of picks at this point? No. I mean, and for that, we're talking 3 first round picks and then some more on top of that. But I imagine it's still multiple first rounders for a guy like that. I would think, you know, and again, especially if he plays well down the stretch and you don't even, it doesn't even enter your mind that, oh, this guy's broken and he's not coming back. I mean, listen, in the end, the Eagles got a first-round pick and then some for Carson Wentz, right? And this was a guy that was in a lot of people's minds broken, completely broken. Now, granted, a few years younger than Russell Wilson, but, you know, Russ takes care of his body. You would think that he'd be able to kind of last. I know he wants to play into his 40s or whatever. Oh, okay, sorry. My daughter has to get something.
What is Carmen? Yeah. Does Carmen think Russell will be traded?
Carmen, do you think Russell will be traded?
No.
She said no. Wow. Okay.
Does she think Carol will be fired?
That's good to me, she said.
What about Pete Carroll? So, does she think Pete Carroll will be fired? Can you ask her, please?
So that contract runs through what, 2024, 2025?
I know in the contract. Can you ask Carmen? We want to know what Carmen
thinks. She's gone. She left. Oh. She left. You're stuck with me.
Anything else?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
yeah, she should have her own PR guy, by the way.
Well,
anything else?
I'll give you somebody.
I saw my guy Pierce the other night.
Oh, yeah. How was
he was great. He was fantastic. He's always a great time catching up with Dave.
He's nice to national
guys. Pete Carroll be fine. Will Pete Carroll be fired? I don't know because I don't know what your owner's thinking. We don't know enough about her. I mean, I know she's competitive, and I know she's not going to stand for this, and she's going to demand something changes going forward, right? And also, I don't know, listen, because, and we've talked about this already, if one goes, does the other go, right? If Pete goes, does Russell want to stay? If Russell goes, does Pete stay? I don't know that it's just Russ's concerns, whatever they were this offseason, didn't seem to be just because of the coach. It seemed like it was other stuff that he was concerned about. So, you know, I this team's got to show some sign of life down the stretch here. Otherwise, drastic changes, I guess, could be on the table.
So can you even speculate who hypothetically could win a power struggle between those two, Carroll and Wilson?
No, I couldn't. I don't know.
It's fair because, I mean, I think this is the problem, and it's the same problem that I think a lot of the Portland Trailblazers, the team down south of us, they're owned by the same group. It's Jody Allen and this guy named Burt Cole. The Vulcan Entertainment, they own all of it. You know, they just fired their president down there. They're going to likely fire their GM because that's a whole investigation going on about workplace abuse and all of that. They just don't say anything. There's probably a lot of ownership groups that are very secretive. This one is at the top of the list of just being secretive and not saying anything. So no one has any idea who's running the show. No one.
Well, I would say Jody. I would definitely say Jody for sure. No, and again, just
I'd be careful that she's the one making the call. She's not a good person. She's just not. She's not a good owner. She's not a good person.
I don't know anything about her. I can't tell. Well,
I sent you the article. Yeah, I know everything about her. She's just not a good person.
There are a lot of owners in this league that I feel comfortable speculating at this point of the season what they're thinking, right? Like, I'm right down the road from John Mara and even Woody Johnson, like, got a real good feel for what they're thinking at a lot of times. I have no idea what she's thinking, other than she's upset. She wants to win. And one losing season. I mean, they were 12-4 last year. Team was 12-4 last year.
Yeah.
And not like 12-4 out of the blue, consistently double-digit wins and 12-4. Now, I understand going into the playoffs, you know, we had questions about them, and it was a quick exit. I get that part. But it's not like this is a perennial problem. But I will say this. Just the 1 year right now for somebody who has high expectations of what's going on, I would say, yes, she's sitting there saying, hey, we need to do something drastic. And if it's moving on from the quarterback or moving on from the head coach, I guarantee you both of those are on the table for her. It's not like she's going to sit there and bury her head in the sand and say, oh, we're going to, you know, she's going to go through all this stuff, no doubt about it.
Okay, let me change the subject here to a gambling question. The Thursday night game tonight, I just bet $20 on the Saints +6 against Dallas. Did I make a good bet or a bad one?
+6?
Yeah.
Kamara's out, so probably bad. I feel like I've been pretty good giving you guys. There was 1 year where I was just terrible giving you guys guidance. I've been pretty good this year.
You've been decent. You've been real good.
Yeah. But it feels like a public kind of deal here. We're like, oh, the Cowboys are just gonna roll them. You know, these things tend to be close. I mean, listen, the only way that it's a good pick tonight is if Taysom Hill comes in and plays the best ball that we've seen from him. I can't imagine that's going to happen.
Good thing they gave him $30 million or whatever it was.
Well, this is
that guy is stealing money from this league. It's unreal.
Yeah, part of this is a salary cap issue for them. You know, it's like this extension was, well, if you either take a big cap hit or continue to kind of pay him the same rate that we've been paying him and kick the can down the road. And they've been living dangerously by the salary cap for years now, right? And this is what happens a lot of times when you keep kicking the can down the road. You start having to make decisions like this one.
Yeah.
So I think Cowboys by more than a touchdown tonight, but I don't feel great about it.
Hey, there's a story that just coming down. I just saw it maybe a few hours ago. I think it was Sportico first had it, that the Broncos are moving closer to being sold. What's the price tag you think they're going to fetch for that organization?
Oh, I don't know. $2 billion. We're in the $2 billions for them. They're really valuable, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, could they be in the threes? I mean, what is the last team that sold was what, the Panthers?
Yeah, I'm trying to log into. I want to see what it's. I think it's got to be more than that. I mean, God, Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for $2 billion. This is the NFL. It's got to be more than that. I would.
Panthers were two something billion. Now that I think about it, Panthers was two. Did I lose my internet?
I got it valued right here. They say
2.2.
They're valued at $3.8 billion.
Wow.
The Broncos are?
Yeah.
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking the Panthers were in the ones. They're not in the ones. If the Panthers are in the twos, the Broncos are in the threes. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. And by the way, speaking of the Broncos, I will give you a pick I am confident in. I think Kansas City rolls this week.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
All right. Hey, would Denver be a landing spot for Russell Wilson, you think?
No, I think Denver's a landing spot for Aaron Rodgers.
That's right. You said Rodgers before. What about Philadelphia? Do they like Hurts?
What's that?
Are they sold on Jalen Hurts?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
No, not yet. And Rappaport jinxed him the other night. That was great. I mean, not great. I don't enjoy people sucking. I just love when my colleague goes, hey, Jalen Hurts is playing his way into the franchise quarterback role and then plays his worst game.
Yeah, he should be benched. We all know he should be benched for America's quarterback, but that's fine.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I knew you were going there. But again, he was hurt early in the game, and people in Philly were losing their minds. Why did they run the ball? He was hurt early in the game. And a lot of their running game is predicated on him running and the threat of him running. I mean, that opens up some stuff because your defensive linemen are a little more hesitant to follow the running back. So, yeah.
All right, go back to being a dad. Give our best to Carmen and everybody else in the family. We thank you. Have a great weekend. We'll chat with you next week.
Hey, listen, by the way, if the Seahawks win this week, wouldn't shock me. Just, you know.
Oh, they're not going to win.
In this league.
They're not going to win.
In this league, you know, short week, team looking awful, right? And you go, how could that? Well, listen, it kind of ended on a high note. Sometimes the short week allows you to refocus quickly. There's still talent there. There's still talent. They just got to figure out a way to use the talent and develop the talent. That's what I'm leaving you with there.
There he is. Glass half full right there. Mike Garafol. Thanks, Mike. There he is.
All right, guys.
Mike Garafol, NFL Network, all brought to you by Salmon Service Center, salmonservice.com with the very latest there on the NFL and specifically the Seahawks. Let's get the very latest on what's happening at UW with their quarterback situation, Jake Haener. We're dipping our toes into the UW Daily. Big shout-out to our guy Anthony Edwards. Been all over this story. And we thought as former college newspaper writers and reporters, we'd give some love to Anthony Edwards. And he's going to, from the UW Daily, UW Daily Sports, Anthony Edwards, who broke the story that Jake Haener was transferring back here to Montlake. We'll have Anthony on the show next.
Tune in today at 2 as the Athletics fantasy football insider Brandon Funston joins Ian Furness on your home for the NFL. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Love. All right, final segment. Well, I guess not the final segment for us. We got one more, then we'll talk to Ian coming up next. It's Puck, and it's a go-to guy, Jim Moore, broadcasting from the 40-13 flag-planting, ass-kicking studio. Big thanks to Dave Mahler for his $500 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, totaling now $31,150. Well, been a lot of talk about with Kalen DeBoer being hired, new head coach at Washington. Would Jake Haener, the former Husky, follow with him? And a guy who says, yeah, he is going to follow DeBoer to Washington, and he will be transferring to UW, is our guy Anthony Edwards, who is the sports editor of the UW Daily Sports, student over there at University of Washington, near and dear to Jim and I's heart, because we were former reporters at the student newspaper in Pullman and the great Daily Evergreen. I never really covered sports, actually. It was funny. It was a lot of the council meetings, which was just annoying as hell. Anthony joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. You can follow him on Twitter, at Edwards Anthony B. He not only had that, but he also broke the story that Sam Heward was going to start. So, Anthony, my question is, why isn't the Times just called you? I mean, you're breaking stories left and right. Congratulations on your reporting on this one. Give us the very latest detail here on Jake Haener's status with Washington and his eligibility issues.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
With less than 24 hours after Kalen DeBoer was announced as UW head coach, Haener entered the transfer portal, and source close to the team telling me that he's going to be headed up the coast to Washington, actually where he was. He began his college career before Jacob Eason was given the starting job, and then Haener transferred, sat out a year, back to Fresno State. So Haener coming back to UW, he entered the transfer portal immediately, and another reason he'd be sitting out the bowl game, like he's coming to UW. So,
yeah.
Well, what if you can transfer twice? Do you know the inner workings of all of that and why he's still eligible to come back and do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, it takes almost a genius to figure out the NCAA transfer rules nowadays. But I will say that Haener has transferred once. NCAA has new transfer rules that players don't have to sit out a year. It's just a one-time transfer rule. So since Haener's already transferred once, he probably have to apply for a waiver unless he has graduated from school, in which case he's probably a graduate transfer, but I'm not sure about the details of that. But I think that Painter's probably waiting to announce that he's headed up to UW until after he gets clarity with his transfer or his waiver situation there.
He one of your colleagues who covers the team, I know you know Christian Capel probably pretty well, who also worked at the Daily at Washington. He says that he would have to secure a waiver for immediate eligibility. That I think is the NCAA has to approve that. Have you heard something similar, Anthony?
Yeah, I haven't heard exact clarity on that, but I know there's rules with the NCAA with regards to coaching changes. There's specific rules about that, and you're not allowed to discuss with any coaches until you've already entered the portal. So I'm assuming that him and Coach DeBoer had conversations before Kalen DeBoer was announced as the next UW head coach about Jake's future plans. So I'm sure that conversation was going on, and now that he's in the transfer portal is ongoing with regards to the waiver situation. So that should probably be cleared up sometime soon.
Okay, Anthony, I'm going to ask you to speculate. Do you think Dylan Morris will still be a member of the team and Sam Heward? Do you think one or the other will transfer, both or neither?
I mean, speculation, I mean, it's sports, but those are 19, 20, 21-year-old guys. It's hard to know what's exactly going on in their heads, but, you know, with the kind of, you know, everyone talks about the free agency of college football now, where, you know, if you're a 19-year-old kid, it's pretty hard to pass up the opportunity to go play immediately somewhere else nowadays when you can sit out. But, I mean, with Sam Heward's situation, he's kind of a husky blood, so he might be a little bit different than any other guys there. But it's hard to pass up that opportunity, so it's hard to blame some guy for transferring away. I will say that Hayner would instantly elevate UW. I mean, college football is kind of a year-to-year thing now where, you know, eyes can, especially with NIL, Hayner coming to UW would be huge because, first of all, he would be a dark horse Heisman candidate. He finished in, you know, top 10, top 5 categories in NCAA this year and in a lot of categories. And, I mean, the Huskies need some attention desperately on the offensive side of the ball. So, I mean, Hayner, even though if it would just be a one-year thing, that would be really hard to pass up for UW that's desperate for eyes and money and all that nowadays. So, and then, you know, building for the future is also important, but, you know, Heward needs to learn that new system, and Hayner can instantly elevate UW's game. So
I'm going to give a last quick one for me. The wide receiver at Fresno, are we hearing that he may transfer as well up here?
Yeah, Jalen Cropper, he retweeted something and then untweeted it the other night that he said that he, you know, the reports of him coming up here aren't true yet, but he did post on Instagram this morning, reposting Jake Hayner's post about transferring and said not to blame guys for the situation, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it would be really hard to see him not coming up here. And I've heard that UW's very interested in him, too. So,
And then let me switch gears real quick. And then, the UW basketball situation, is their game Sunday against UCLA in doubt because of the COVID issues that canceled today's game against Arizona?
I do not have any information about that, no. But I do know that the UW press conference on Tuesday was held via Zoom, which is the first press conference for UW Athletics to be held virtually this fall. So that might, you know, explain the situation of their game getting canceled tonight. And also maybe that's a more widespread thing for the rest of the team, including maybe Coach Hopkins. But I don't want to speculate that too much.
Anthony, sports editor there at UW Daily Sports. Hey, great work with the story. Great work on Sam Heward. Great work out there on Jake Hayner breaking both those stories. Keep it up. I know Jim loves it. He's an old school newspaper reporter.
I am. And Anthony, I think it's cool. What's it been like for you personally to break those two stories and get the recognition you've gotten?
Yeah, I mean, first, I just want to say everybody on the Daily staff is doing an awesome job writing. I mean, we cover all the UW sports that we can cover. So, you know, I just want to spread the wealth, spread all the, you know, congratulations to everybody on the Daily because it's been a rough, you know, COVID situation and now stuff's back in person and everything's going. There's news all the time. So, I mean, yeah, you get hear that news. It's fun. But, you know, storytelling is really my favorite part, too. So it's fun to, you know, maybe have more reads on those kind of stories, too.
Well, keep up the great work, man. Your future is bright. We appreciate the time today, Anthony. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.
Yep, there he is. Anthony Edwards, he was the sports editor there for the UW Daily. Haener appears to be on his way up here. Fans in Fresno are not too happy. There are banners on the campus saying Haener is a traitor.
Ooh.
Which we could expect that to happen.
Yeah. So they understand their coach leaving, but not so much the quarterback.
Yeah. And I would ask this, and I know this how this is going to be perceived. I would say they have a good team that's returning. They do. How would you feel if you were a teammate of his?
Not good at all.
You know, and I would say this, and I'm just, you know, the school gave up on you, which is what Washington did. They chose somebody else. Chris Peterson did, who now Chris Peterson was directly involved in this hire. And you went to a place that gave you an opportunity, you thrived. And then the second they come calling back, you say, okay, I'll be back. If I was Fresno, I'd be very upset. If I were a teammate of his, I'd be very upset. I would. I think fans would be putting up
a traitor sign, though, would you?
I mean, I wouldn't do that. But I think if I was a teammate of his, I'd be like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're the ones who gave up. Now you're just going to go crawling back when they didn't want you in the first place?
Yeah.
I could understand the teammate's frustration with that. I would think most people would, right?
Yeah, if you're a Fresno State fan after seeing a 9-3 season, seeing this quarterback who got the opportunity, and now you're leaving us?
I think
seriously?
I think that's fair. I think that would be fair. And I know how the perception from us is going, oh, it's sour grapes. I'm just, you're telling me there's not a teammate of his that doesn't feel that way, that doesn't think he's turning his back on the program and being a traitor? You don't think there's one kid on that team who doesn't feel that way?
I mean, no, you're right.
Of course, there's going to be a few guys on that team. All right, that's it for us.
Plowing ahead.
He's all dressed up. That means he's got TV tonight, and he's coming up next.
Ian Furness.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
Hey, are you wearing a crimson and gray tie?
Or Fort?
Hello.
Check, you're check, on. Check, yeah. Check, syphilis.
Check, syphilis.
Syphilis.
More kind of a 49ers color, kind of like capturing the flag, you know?
That's more crimson, guy.
That's pretty maroon, but I don't know. I really don't know.
All right. What do you got on? Are you anchoring the news?
No, I'm doing more than normal. We got a lot going on tonight there. So I'm just
more normal. Q13, huh?
It's Fox 13, sir.
Sorry, Fox 13.
We took the Q, kind of like the Michigan took the O out of the.
That's right.
Yeah, took the Q.
What do you mean? Got a lot going on? You doing sports, weather, and news?
Yeah, doing weather tonight. Yeah, I kicked Lisa to the curb, and they said, "You know what? We want
to." Which
get
one did you kick to the curb?
Lisa. Yeah. Villegas.
Yeah, you're not going to kick her to the curb.
Don't think that would go over well.
No.
For now, you're going to do weather tonight. We think you would just fit perfectly.
You're
for that
better
role.
Than Lisa.
Yeah.
We all disagree.
Easier to look at. Sure. Come on in there, fella.
All right. This is uncomfortable.
You brought it up.
Yeah,
I know. So
you
got a lot going on tonight. What's your lead story tonight on the news?
Well, Dickert. Come on.
Jake Dickert.
So, hey, help me out here.
Dickert!
I was in and out of the interview with Anthony
Edwards.
With Goose there.
Yeah, we're not going to call him Goose. You're the 100th person on the text line. Can we just call him Goose?
Anyway, so is there news on Sam Huard or not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
I think Jim just asked, hey, would he consider transferring?
Yeah. So. Well, the answer would be, would he consider it? Yes.
You think he's going to?
I don't know what he's going to do. I really don't know what he's going to do. And the only thing I would know is this. There isn't a kid in college football that doesn't think he should play right away.
Yeah.
And if the kid doesn't think that, then you probably don't want the kid. And at that particular position, there is absolutely zero patience to sit around and wait. There's no appetite to sit on a sideline. I laugh when I see people, well, he'll benefit greatly from watching on the side. Really? Do you think he thinks that? He just did it for a year. And you're the all-time leading passer in the state of Washington, and you think that the guy that wasn't good enough to beat out Jacob Eason air-mailing balls is now going to come in and he's better than you? Sure. I would think Sam doesn't think he's better than him.
Sure.
And he shouldn't think that. He should think that way, too. And Dylan Morris threw for 380 his last game, and he couldn't get off the bench, and he's been a two-year starter. I mean, it's an interesting thing, like a win-now mentality, I guess.
Don't you think, Ian, if you had to guess, that Morris is out and Heward will stay?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
That's what I would think, but...
That's a comp... That makes like, oh, well, Morris will leave and
just because of the years remaining for him.
Sure. But what if Sam has an opportunity to go somewhere with an offense that fits his background better, with a coach he feels more comfortable with?
How about if he goes to Fresno?
Then they better get him scheduled, those two.
I would be stunned if there aren't coaches across the country that are reaching out through third channels to Sam Heward right now.
Yeah.
And
no one's reaching out to our guy, are they?
And they should. I'm sure they are. It's a greasy world.
Is Thompson going to... Hey, Thompson, if you're listening.
It's a greasy world.
Hey, Jack, you make sure he's fine over there, all right? No screwing around.
I think we're okay. I mean, the throwing Samoan, man, that community listens to him.
Well, he should.
He's the godfather. Like, he's not. I think our guy's fine. It depends on, do they keep Smith or not? I don't know.
They should.
Well, he's out there recruiting, so I don't know if that means anything. But
there's guys recruiting for schools that I know aren't going to be at that school tomorrow. So, not our school. I just said there's different schools.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out.
I'll give an example
today. Dickert.
I can't say it on the air, but there is a coach that is recruiting and coaching for another school in this conference that will be coaching at Wazoo in 4 days. That's how that works. And hell, we saw it. Was it Roy Manning did that to us a couple years ago? He's recruiting one day.
I think
for
Roy
us.
Manning is doing it right now.
Yeah,
for Oklahoma and USC.
Yeah, so. It's a greasy world, buddy.
Yeah, I know. All right, what do you got today?
You can see Garrett Fold next week, aren't you?
We're going to try to. I don't know if he wants to see us, but we're going to try to.
Sounds like he's trying to switch shows on us.
You might be taller than him, Puck.
Well, maybe.
We'll check in with Cam Cleveland at 1:30. And then 2 o'clock, Funston's going to join us. Oh, and Tomlinson, Dave Tomlinson, the radio analyst for your Seattle Kraken, will join us at 1:45.
Perfect. All right. Pack show. Where were we watching the Cougs just dismantle Arizona?
We had a good second half, buddy.
Good second half. The first half was All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Promise to be better.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you, but you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.